But I do know that you're living in like a nicer apartment than you deserve. I know that.
Well, it's because my wife has done well. That's not because I've done well. That's because my other half has done.
I was like, he doesn't like deserve to live in like a shiny doorman building.
No.
You're deep trash.
But let me tell you right now, you know who the doorman like?
You?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I could pick up a shift for them.
Why? Sure. How do you charm them?
I just talk. Well, there's like dudes.
Yeah. I always had crushes on doormen.
How many doorman building have you lived in?
No, I would nanny. I never lived in a doorman building, but I always nannied in them and I would.
Oh, well, yeah. You are perfect prey for a doorman.
You're just coming in. I'm always very attracted to them. It's like by the uniform.
They're like, hey, Rachel, you know I got the keys to like every door. I can tell you how mail delivery works.
Speaking of trash, I'm impressed by the dumbest shit. If it even sort of looks like a suit, I'm all in. Yeah.
Yeah. You are someone that could get trapped easily.
I started dating a doorman where I nannied, like, because I thought he was hitting on me, but he was just helping me. But then it just ended up the way, like,
you get jealous because he's doing it to other women. Yeah. You go, what was that? And he goes, she lives in 4B.
Because none of my boyfriends have ever, like, tucked me into a car before. I was just like, you good to get there? Like, that's not the way. I've never been protected like that.
I think that's your next moneymaker. Write a dating book called Treat Her Like a Doorman. Not treat her like a doormat. Treat her like a doorman. Where they just go like, open by asking about the weather. They go, hot enough for you? And the girl goes, yeah, it is.
Oh, God. My husband loves talking about the weather.
We all do.
Really?
I love it.
Why?
That's my opener. That's my opener every set with a doorman.
Yeah, that's because you're high, though. You're so high right now, aren't you?
No.
No, really?
No, I've actually scaled it back. Yesterday was when I broke my sobriety.
Really?
Like, truly broke. I went 2.5 months without getting high.
I'm proud of you.
And then I got real baked last night.
Yeah, but I think you still are. I think you got baked.
I honestly,
very much in your system.
That's the most accurate anybody's been on this podcast. I have a layer of resin around my brain that I felt when I quit smoking pot. Because I'd just be sitting there and I'd be like, I feel fucking ripped. But I hadn't smoked in like a month.
What I'm fascinated by is like, I don't smoke weed because it accentuates every quality I've been trying to erase my whole life. Like, yes. I don't understand. It doesn't like help anything. Like if I have a drink, like I'm a fun loving time. If I have even like a hit, the fact that I just said hit is pretty dumb.
No.
But that's what you say. That's what the children say.
Yeah. Yeah. You really do look like a lady cop right now. You are your Kamala Harris blazer to lock us all up. She goes, so anyways, so what do you guys have? Abracadabra. We got them. We got them. They're going to kick in and be like, where's the dope?
Found the reefer stick.
Yeah, the reefer
stick. It's in the north bedroom. Surrounding down.
Yeah, let's drown them out, boys. But no, taking a hit is what they call it. It's what we call it.
Okay. Well, my mom found weed.
Yeah.
No, I found weed in my mom's drawer.
Nice.
She said she'd never smoked weed before. And then I went through her drawer to like look for jewelry or something. And I was in her room and I found the tiniest, dumbest looking joint. Like it was just fool's errand.
Yeah.
Like it was this thinnest little thing. And I was like, ooh, mom. She goes, well, that's actually not mine. And then she goes, it's your father's friend, Jerry Lakis, who's a rock and roller. So, and I was like, that is the best story I've ever heard.
Your mom did what we all do to our parents.
Yeah, so
I was holding it for someone. I got caught with a lighter. When I was in middle school, we would take our family vacations, where my mom's business trips. So like if she had business in Phoenix, we would be like, we're going on a family vacation to Phoenix.
My mom did the same thing, but with outlet shopping. All our vacations were like Liz Claiborne outlet. I'm like, we're in Redner, Pennsylvania. We're only here because you want to get some fucking Liz Claiborne pumps, you bitch.
A nice Talbots outlet, Trish would go nuts. That was like
Trish would fuck up an outlet.
Dude, a Talbots outlet for my mom was like the bat signal. She was like on the roof. She was like, we're going for savings. You know what's so funny you say that? I genuinely have a Pavlovian pull towards outlet malls, probably because of my mom.
Me too. That's the thing. It's like I make fun of this shit, but still like, I'll fuck up
savings.
Like a dollar store. I just bought some gym shorts at the fucking dollar store.
But you go to like, dude, you're lucky enough to find like a Nike outlet.
Oh,
you can get in there and get sweats. $12. Dude, I was driving to Providence up to Comedy Connection and I was like making great time. Mm. I was like, oh, I got all the time in the world. And there was an outlet and I was like, I'm going to go back for that outlet. And then as I was looking to see how complicated it was, I was like, damn it, Dan, you're doing all right. You don't need more.
Which outlet did you want to go to? I know I do like it. That's a problem. It's like I mock my mother, but still like there's a pull towards me, which is especially problematic. Like as a Jew that I'm just like really pulled towards the discount. Yeah, like my blood drags me over there.
It's happening again. Savings. I was wondering if I could get it, but buy one, get one free. It's like, are you noticing now that you're a mom, do you have more, are you cutting your mom more slack?
Definitely.
Are you like,
also I need her, you know?
Yeah. Like she gives you the playbook.
When you're a mom, you need your mom because you need help and you can't just have some random skank helping you with your kid, you know? Like, so
well, rich people do that.
I know. And I mean, not that I don't have a babysitter, but like if I'm going to go away for a few days, I don't want to leave. God knows. Like I don't. Yeah. So I just beg my mom to come up and then she does. And then it's like, she infuriates me, but then I'm like, thank you. Thank you. Oh my God. Like I was trying to pack my daughter's goodie bags for her school. And I was like, mom, can you run to the store and just grab like a few things for the goodie bags? I said, mom, it's like they're 4 year olds. And I was
so
like,
what was these goodie bags just to be,
it was her birthday party.
And that's what I remember goodie bags for. I don't know if that term had taken on a new meaning.
No, it's true. That is true with some weird parenting words, but no, it still means what it means. And in her little preschool in Queens, we were doing a little birthday party at her school. So I had to mostly pack. My husband's worthless. Like he was jogging until like the last minute we were supposed to be at the school. He showed up like 13 minutes late jogging and they're like, thank you for your service.
Yeah, but how sick is Pete's torso? I bet he doesn't have a melted candle like your boy does. I bet Pete's looking toit in a nice gray. I bet he can wear a gray t-shirt. That's how you know a dude's in shape. If you can wear a gray t-shirt, I'm so jealous. For some reason, it shows our boobs and our fucking side handles the most.
I mean, gray, I never heard of that term.
I just know. I have a gray t-shirt that I love, and I wear it, and I'll catch myself
on
a walk.
I didn't know that it showed man tit.
And I'll be like, look at your little handles, you fat pig. Put on a different color, fatso. But I bet Pete looks great in a gray shirt.
It's so funny how, like, guys will do this thing with Pete where they'll, like, it's almost like they have, like, a man crush on him. But to the point that it really hurts my feelings, like on my wedding day, Giannis was like, I couldn't take my eyes off Pete. It's just not what you want a man to be saying on your wedding day.
Oh my God. He stepped down that aisle first. And I knew why Rachel was doing this.
Multiple guys said that to me. They commented how he looked. I'm like, you're supposed to say something with the bride. What the fuck?
Vecchio was just staring there. He was just, he's gorgeous.
Christine's always like, I'm not gay, but I'd let him sit on my lap. Like if he fell there, I'd let him sit there. That's for really a few funny. Minutes.
So you have your mom go get. Okay, so what is in the goodie bags? Because this was always how you judge the kid.
Okay, so what I put in the goodie bags, now they're 4 years old. So I put in some sort of Mario toy because they like Mario, you know. And I put in like a little ball and some other thing. I can't remember.
A bouncy ball?
Yeah, like a bouncy ball. Okay.
Beautiful. Two for two.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And then it's some sort of cards, like, I don't know, some trading card nonsense. Okay.
We're going to do it later.
Garbage pail type shit.
I'm kind of wishing you would have brought a goodie bag for me. All these three things.
I do want her goodie bag because I'm still a comic and a child. I always kind of want one.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Like,
a Mario toy, a bouncy ball, and cards? Throw in a snack.
So I was like, Mom, all I asked my mother to do is I was like, just get a few more things that are appropriate for four-year-olds. And I said, and then get something that's all the same for a snack. Because if they have different things, they'll fight over the shit. So I was like, and then pre-wrapped candies, like, but not like something they could choke on because they're four. So no like hard candies. My mom came back with shit stickers, like poop stickers, sheets of them.
No notes.
No
beautiful.
Notes, great.
No notes.
She goes, good. Well, and then she starts weeping. I go, Mom, these are... They're shit, Mom. That's shit. I can't like put shit stickers that are good. My mom goes, well, Rachel Louise, I thought they were chocolate icing.
That's really funny. I could blow pops.
Yeah, but they're too little. Like you can't, I look like a crazy slut now. Like a dumb whore that I keep giving kids blow pops and fucking
have
shit
one?
Stickers. Also,
sorry,
an invitation.
Is my husband all sweaty?
I'll be waiting here in my blazer.
Should I kick it off? I would argue, I could argue, shit stickers are perfect for four-year-olds.
But the parents are going to look at them. Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, I make butt jokes and I try to just get a laugh because I'm still a comic. Like, I'll say anything to kids. Like, my
that's what I want to know. Like, how are you trying to make these kids laugh when you're picking your daughter up?
We go, I just want to close. Yeah. I just want to, like, get a laugh. I want to close strong. So, like, I did this game with my niece for a while where it was called Mr. Butt. And we would just go to this land where the zoo lived, Mr. Butt. And, like, and my sister-in-law, like, called me. It's like my husband's, see, I can't even think. Okay, it's my husband's brother's wife. She was like, so can you tell me a little more about Mr. Butt? And I was like, she's been asking for it every day.
She needs notes.
I think she was just like, what are you doing with my kid? Because we would play this little Mr. Butt. Basically, I would just make like dumb butt jokes to get a laugh, you know?
Yeah.
She was just kind of circling back, following
you
up
go,
on
it. Killing? That's what I'm doing? Why don't you ask your daughter why I'm top of the mountain as far as adults she wants to hang out with? Have you, because I've known you before the baby, before you were married, I've known weird Rachel the entire time.
You never believed in me, like, as an adult. Like, you were always like, oh, you're
well, no, because I don't believe in me. By the way, I just know who we all are. Yeah. I don't believe in Giannis. I don't believe in you.
Of course not.
I don't believe
in Sam. No, you were right. You were correct. It's just like, I like to think I could trick people with my blazers and like my jewelry, but you spotted me for the trash I was.
I feel like comics with each other, sometimes you're like mechanics. You're like, that engine don't run. I don't care how nice that body is. That engine don't run.
You always knew I was a little dumb. Like, you were always like, you don't have much information, do you?
You just find the weakness in all your friends.
Yeah, I respect
That's what everyone does.
Of
doesn't
course,
matter
no, I respect
job.
It.
What has been your biggest brush up against with other parents? Like, do you take things too lightly around other, like, is that a hard thing to?
Well, many times I have jokes about it in my special, but I just overshare like way too fast in the park. You know, I have a joke about my special because this really happened. So this kid comes up to my kid. Actually, this part isn't even in the special. I cut it out. But this kid comes up to my kid and she wants some of her snack. And I was that kid that wanted other kids' snacks. Like, I had entire fucking relationships based on snacks. Yeah. I didn't give a shit about this bitch. Like, I was there to clean her out, you know? So I would go to my friends' houses. We had snacks that were so fucked up. Like, my mom was a social worker. So we had, like, government cheese and, like, Melba, like, shit that just makes you want to hang yourself.
So you didn't have anything fun, like a fruit by the foot, Gushers?
No, we had nothing fun. My mom found out once that I was taking the chocolate chips out of the trail mix and like confronted me. Like I was a thief or something. She's like, it looks like you're taking the damn chocolate chips out of the trail. Like so much shame and no sugar.
You were breaking up trail mix like
I was. That's all
like
I had.
Like reg weed. And you had to take the seeds out of it. You're like, get that out of there. Fuck, I just want the good shit.
That's exactly what I was doing.
So your mom never let you have like variety pack of chips.
No, only one time did she ever let us have something fun. I remember because we actually went to the one good vacation we went to, which was Hershey Park. That was good for me. And we were, I think there was an outlet near there though. And that's why we were actually there.
Nice.
But we were at the Hershey Park /outlet vacation. And my mom and dad, my dad threw my brother because he used to throw us a lot, but like he wouldn't like hit us, but he would just throw us if we were in trouble.
I'd like you to illuminate or maybe expound on this. So your dad would hurl us into what?
Usually towards safety. So we weren't ever really, but it was still very jarring. So you'd be in the middle of doing a bad thing. Like we would be fighting or something like, and all of a sudden you just felt your dumb body just lifted.
So he would scoop and toss.
Scoop and throw. I thought all parents scooped and just hurled their kids.
Where would you land? The couch?
Usually the couch or a bed. So I was like, I never really got like hurt when I was being hurled, but I don't think it's like parenting.
I like your dad does stuntman abuse. He goes, now listen here. This is going to take a couple things, but it's going to look worse than it actually is. Yeah. That glass was pre-broke. So you going through that actually was planned.
That
so you
so
just
funny. You're right. He like abused us like a wrestler. Yeah,
which I kind of dig.
Hogan.
I dig. Dude, throw your kid in the sharpshooter. Let him tap out. Let him know who's boss.
Ah, you're right. He abused us like professional wrestling. Like we never really got hurt, but it was some wear and tear on our bodies.
I love that. You and your brother are like, we're taking bumps, brother. You just call your brother, brother. He go, well, what do you want me to say, brother? Dad was working stiff tonight.
By the way, working stiff is amazing.
Yeah, really put some shots on me. So he would
By
just,
the way, between my brother and my dad hurling me, there was just so much going on physically because my brother was obsessed with wrestling, always had this wild look look in his eyes, just bright red all the time. You're like, ah, like, and he would either do, I was never not in a headlock. Like I was always in a headlock or a half Nelson. And then I had ways like deals that I would make with my brother to get out of the Nelson. He'd be like, all right, you bring me like a constant stream of snacks while I watch your WWF or whatever.
Did you learn how to like stick your thumb in his ribs or stick your thumb in his armpit? Did you learn the release mechanisms?
I would more just like try to terrorize him in other ways.
Mentally.
Yes. And the dumbest things would piss him off. Like his name was Justin. And I'd be like, everybody thinks your name's Bobby. It's not even a good insult.
I don't know why. Him. I don't know why. But just the way you said that, I knew that you could put stank on that pitch.
Yeah.
And that would make me so mad. I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Who says that?
And he'd be like, my name's not Bobby. I'm like, oh, because I heard around town your name's Bobby. And he'd be like, I'm not Bobby, you know. And then my mom would come in and I'd be like, oh, and then he would finally just like,
I hate her. And you go, and Bobby's real mad. And you go, bye Bobby. That is, it's mental warfare.
That's all it would take. I'd be like, oh Bobby, I think someone's on the phone for you.
And he's like, ah! Do you think that would still make him snap now as an adult? Do you think you still have that?
Maybe. He still does jiu-jitsu. A lot of like nebbishy Jewish guys are like have secret rage and they love wrestling. Like Jewish guys love wrestling in the NBA because it's just everything they're not, you know?
Yeah.
My brother told me once that we were on the way home and he was like, some guy passed us and he like gave him a weird look. And I was like, what was that about? And my brother's like, oh, I was just like imagining killing him in my head. And I was like, nice. That's alarming. And
nice.
He's like, oh, guys do that. Like whenever they see a man pass, they quickly imagine killing him. And I'm like, I had no idea.
To defend your brother, we do a lot of John Wick. Here's how it would go down.
He like gave him the dumbest look.
I would pull him from the door, slam the door on his arm. Now he's down. Now you go for the neck. You know?
So you do this.
I've done it.
So like if you're walking home at night and a guy doesn't have to be threatened, by the way, it's just like some like, normal looking tiny, like this
go for the throat first or the knees. It's just walking down the street, baby. This guy comes.
We all do that, you know?
No, I think, I mean, living in New York, I think you stay on guard, but I don't think about
killing
them.
We were in Santa Monica.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
He was dead wrong.
That's so funny. Yeah, your brother needs to get that checked out.
He just had a wild look in his eyes. I was like, what's going on,
Justin? Because I'm just imagining removing his body parts. But
when I was a kid, he would take me and he would put me under the water at the pool and he would, everything he would make Chinese, whatever the kind of torture was.
Chinese water torture.
Yes. You know about Chinese water torture.
Chinese water torture is the drip on your forehead. Oh, that's that when you pin someone's arm down, right, and then you just pour it on their forehead.
I wonder if that was ever a form of torture used by the Chinese government or if like just American kids made it up.
We're about to find
out. Let's go to a caller.
Let's go to our supercomputer.
Tammy from Des Moines, let us know.
My husband's from Beijing. He says it is a thing.
So funny. The first thing that on my phone is we were looking up stories and Madonna's getting sued for starting her shows late, but also for putting like a guy's suing her because he said topless women were doing sexual things on stage, and you're like, you dork.
He was suing her because he saw tittage.
Dude, everyone's suing everybody for everything now.
That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Chinese water torture or a dripping machine is, yeah, so it's a real thing. Is a this is on Wikipedia.
I feel like I saw that in Princess Bride. How could that be real?
No, that was the stretcher. That was when they were stretching.
The stretcher was so hot. That haunted me as a child for years.
But this is Chinese water torture or a dripping machine is a mentally painful process in which cold water is slowly dripped onto the scalp, forehead, and face for a prolonged period of time. The process causes fear and mental deterioration on the subject. The
so pattern funny, it's of really the just drops annoying. It's
is like, often irregular, and the cold sensation is jarring, which causes anxiety as a person tries to anticipate the next trip. So Chinese water torture is a thing. I don't think your brother was doing it right, though. I think he was.
He would just put my head under and then make
drowning you.
And then don't call him racist because he was seven, so he was racist. But keep in mind, he was seven. He would put my head under the water and go like, "Hana Sinai Light."
That's hilarious. He's like, that is fucking wild. If you were just
imaginary Asian sounds that he'd made up and then put my head under.
Was this at a public pool?
Yes, it was at the Y.
So you're just like swimming and you go, hey, what's that kid doing?
And then you'd be like, everything was Chinese too.
It's just, she's fighting underwater. It's like, there's a little boy, this little nebbish Jewish boy being like,
this is the dumbest thing you've ever seen in your life.
Dude, that is wild. I would break that up if I saw that at a pool. I'd be like, you should, yeah. Kid, what are you doing? And then she's like, Bobby, stop. He's just coming up for air. And then he put you right back down.
Yeah, he was always doing stuff like that to me. Once he told me that I really wanted to fly, and he told me that if I jumped up one stairs and two stairs and three stairs, he's like, you just have to basically, if you just believe and keep doing that, eventually you'll fly.
That is honestly, that's kind of a brilliant tactic to get your sister hurt.
He's basically getting me to kill myself.
Yeah. He's a little,
he was like Manson.
Why don't you go a little higher?
And then he just started playing Atari, and then I was doing that, jumping up one more stair.
Would you come in and give him progress? You're like, Bobby, it's going pretty good. I'm up to four steps.
And then I finally just jumped up enough steps that I just hit, like, fainted. And my mom said she came in the room and I was just laying on the floor and he was still, like, playing Atari.
I almost now, with all these stories, I'm starting to understand your mom and side with her on every topic.
Yeah.
You're pulling all the chocolate chips out of the trail mix. You know how mad I'd be if I got a handful of what? Nuts and raisins? Get the fuck out of here.
But Karen's snacks, they sucked. And then so I go to other kids' houses, and that's where I got the snacks. And then I got confronted about it. Like, my mom's friend took me aside and she was like, we know that you're eating all the snacks, and we need the snacks for lunches. And she was like upset about the ho-hos that I was eating.
Ho-hos rule.
Yeah, they're fucking very satisfying and delightful.
Ho-hos are great.
And they had them in those little packages that you have in 7-Eleven. Like, it just felt like it was right out of the called it a showcase.
Girl, preach. You're going to get me to buy a box of fucking ho-hos at the end of this podcast.
No, you know when they have the box where it's like it would be in the store? Yes. There's something especially exhilarating about that, and someone house them shit. Yeah,
someone would rip the top off.
Oh, dude. Gorgeous.
Oh, if one of my friends had the two cupcakes in the plastic tray with the plastic on it, because we had good snacks, but we had okay snacks up until I was in middle school. Then the snacks got great because my mom's boyfriend ran a vending machine company. So they were like all in the basement.
Great job for a mom's boyfriend.
So you could just go and take Skittles and shit. And he'd be like, Dan, you taking my Skittles? And I'd be like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Wait, so they had... he just had the stuff that was right out of the vending machine.
Yeah, he bought or he like rented like four vending machines, and then it was on him to fill it. And they're always in like these like Asian nail salons and stuff.
Such a mom's boyfriend job. It's so funny. It was named like Kenny or something.
No, it was Joe. It was Joe the swimmer. It was the guy that I hated the most.
Really?
It was my dad's ex-best friend.
It was you versus, oh man, come on.
I hated him.
Come on. Was he kind of a dick?
Oh yeah. Huge dickhead. And was like mean.
Yeah, fuck him.
He was like a mean, but I would steal so much candy from him downstairs.
Would you go to his wallet ever? Would you ever dip?
No, I never wanted to steal money. I never wanted to get him on a felony. I always wanted to get him on like little misdemeanors. I would just pick away at him. But me and my friends would like go into the basement and take candy, and he'd be like, stocks are low. My stock is low.
Yeah, my brother was always nice since we didn't have candy. By the way, just it made us completely obsessed to this day. I'll steal everything out of my kids' candy. My husband has to hide candy from me if it's in the house. And then I get mad at him and start a fight later because I want to know where it is. He's like, you told me not to tell you. I'm like, you fucking tell me
listen
now,
listen to me
bitch.
Right now. I'll rip your fucking head off. Do you get good now that you're the mom?
Yeah.
Do you buy good candy and then you have to hide it from yourself?
Yeah, I try to buy good shit, but I'm really addicted, so it's kind of hard. I get a lot of like keto ice cream and stuff like that because I cannot stop myself. Like, I just become a foul house. Like, when it comes to sugar, I just feed like a fucking disgraceful rat pig.
Yes, give in to your hate.
So I can't really get that much, but yeah, I mean, I do have like a serious, very serious problem. Like, it's not good.
I'm right there with you. You're
you
not
too
alone.
With sweets? I love sweets. Dude. Like, I think about cupcakes when I should be having like more sophisticated thoughts.
See that empty bag of Welch's fruit snacks?
Yeah.
I had to eat it silently while Katie was in the other room because I didn't want her knowing I brought it home from the road. And I had like a third full. The last night I was sitting there and she's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'll be right out there. And I was just like, but she's like, she knows I know I have a problem. So she's not like being mean about it, but she's like, come on, dude. Like,
yeah.
We found out Van Leeuwen's delivers ice cream. Oh,
I love ice cream.
And so I'll be like, you want to get 2 pints? And she'll be like, no. And I'd be like, okay. And then she found out on the road, I'm just a fucking fat, foul little piggy.
Me too.
She's also in every hotel.
Yeah.
They have candy.
I know. I love the vending machine. It's still exciting to go to a vending machine. My brother brought the kids to the firehouse, and my husband showed them all this cool stuff, you know, like, and they went on the rig, and they had the fireman go down the pole. And
pretty
they,
sick when yeah, your was, uncle's a firefighter.
Right? And they did all this stuff. And then, by the way, during the entire thing, my nephew kept raising his hand like, ooh, 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 ooh. Like, yeah, he's like, I'm your uncle. Just yeah. like, ask me.
That's
there's
so
not,
funny.
There's not a classroom here. He's like, ooh, ooh, ooh,
fireman chief, me. Fireman chief, fireman chief Pete. He's like, I'm your uncle Pete. You could
he's
call
like,
me.
Just ask me a question. He goes, ooh, ooh. And he's like, do you have machine guns? My husband was like, no, we don't have machine guns.
We're firefighters.
Yeah, we're firefighters. He goes, ooh, 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 like right after yeah. he could have continued. Again, just him, my niece, and Pete, you know, like one other fireman.
Wait, that was the only
yes, there was nobody else so there. And he goes, ooh, ooh. And then he's like, do you have artillery? And he's like, no, we don't have tanks.
Do you think we're the army?
Yeah, we're not Marines.
I get it, though.
And then
I get, is he around like 10?
Yes.
9 or 10?
Yeah, when he did this, yes.
Perfect questions.
Yeah.
I'd be like this, where are your swords?
And then as soon as he did that,
so like, he's like, because you just want to ask, like, do you guys have battle axes or just axes for taking down doors? He'd be like, who is this kid?
And then as soon as he would say no, he'd be like, oh, oh. Like, yeah. When he's like, no tags, he's like, oh, come on.
I think your nephew rules. If your nephew ever watches this, you're doing it right, kid.
That's right, Luca.
Yeah.
Aunt Jackie loves you.
Yeah.
Then he goes, he kept raising his hand, and then he was like, do you have any destruction vehicles that could be used in any kind of mass war situation? And Pete was like, okay, I think this tour is a wrap. And then we leave the firehouse, and I was like, so what'd you guys think about earlier today? And then my niece was like, Pete gets to use the vending machine whenever he wants. Like, they didn't give a fuck about anything else. They were just like, this dude, they were like, fuck him generally, but he can have a candy bar whenever he wants. He's like, he can have a soda in the middle of the night. That's all they got out of it.
It is true. By the way, kids, you can, and it's horrible for you.
Yeah.
But you can.
There's a soda machine and a vending machine at the firehouse. So that's all they got out of it, was like that he could have a candy bar and then he had no tanks. And they were like, other than that, the place kind of blows.
Honestly, sounds like a bummer. Sounds like a bummer of a trip. What if, and I'm just throwing out a hypothetical here.
Sure.
What if you got a vending machine in your house to stop you from the candy, but your husband and daughter knew the code so they could get you a candy bar? I'm just wondering how we could stop it.
You're still high.
Maybe a little bit.
There's no question.
Almost thought that was a pretty good idea.
That was the highest idea I've ever heard in my life. You're like, honestly, why not spend a couple thousand bucks and then?
Because really, then you could hear Pete getting you a candy bar. Like,
beep, I would. Beep, the beep, thing is, like, I would not. I will wear him down. I would ruin our marriage over this shit. Like, if I do this every time we get something, I'm like, hide it from me. And then at 2 a.m, I'm like, where the fuck is it?
Huh? What do you
tell me? Where the fuck it is?
Where the fuck is the candy? Where? What do you do on the road
again? Would you like that? Would you like a fucking taste?
I'll shut this whole thing down. I'll shut this whole goddamn operation down. Welcome to Drysville. You're welcome to the Rachel Desert. When you're on the road, do you go nuts?
I do, but I try not to. But I have to do a lot of things to not go nuts. So like I put on my rider just like healthy stuff so that I could fill up my room. I have to like eat in as much healthy shit so that I don't want it. But I do make some foul choices, and sometimes I'm pretty disgusted. But I'm also like a piglet in general, so I'll just spew shit all over a hotel room. There's always like Quest chips and wrappers everywhere. Just like an immediate pick. Like within 4 minutes, the room is like, what the fuck?
That's how long it takes?
Yeah.
I am always afraid in hotel rooms that they're mad that I'm, so I like clean up after myself, like a good little only child boy. I'm like, and I'll even pull my sheets back. So, cause I never have the housekeeping come in the room.
Yeah. I mean, I know what you mean. Cause it's so crazy in there.
You also just don't want them in like, it's my stuff.
I always assume nobody wants my stuff, but I do kind of, I'm like, I don't have good stuff yet. I should have.
Yeah.
I don't have anything that anybody would want. What do I have? Like some Daffy's blazer? Nobody wants my shit.
My biggest problem is when traveling, I always stop at the Hudson News's and I go like, what candies do you have?
Yes, I love a Hudson News, yeah.
But they sell these bags that are trying to kill you. They sell M&M's bags that are like sacks of M&M's, and you're like, I'll do it.
Yeah,
I'll do it, and then I eat the whole thing, and then I get so mad at myself by the end.
I love M&Ms and chocolate, but also there's something I don't like. I'm like, people have these weird fucking philosophies around marshmallows. I'm like, why? They're a goddamn delight. Fuck off. I eat pretty much anything I'll hurl in my face. Like, I don't like a weird, like, old potato salad. If something's janky, I'm not going to touch it. But in general, I'm like, most food, I don't have too many follow-up questions.
Yeah. Rachel, the goat. But in, like, the literal sense, like a goat. Like, you're just like a billy goat. You're just like, just little, just on the side, so eating funny. A can.
Santino called me somebody called me a donkey the other day.
That's really funny. You're just like, oh, Rachel's eating the couch again. You look over, she's like, meh, yeah. I mean, I always thought when I grew up I would have a mature diet, and it hasn't happened.
No.
But now that you're a mom, you almost...
I cook a lot. Like, so I'll eat a lot of good stuff, but I also, like, get excited by salt and vinegar potato chips still, you know?
But, like, your daughter's birthday, right?
Yeah.
There's birthday cake.
Yes, I love cake and cupcakes, all of that shit.
Well, yeah. How big of a portion?
I told Pete to throw it away and pour something on top of it, because I was like, otherwise he would just find me, just like, again, like a
it speaks
foul
to you.
Little donkey, just fucking knee deep.
Just like
cake.
The Green Goblin mask.
Yes, it can't be the house.
Over here, Rachel, and you're like, well, I'm gonna go get it out of the trash.
And then he shames me about it too, because he doesn't want sweets, so he's always like. Just like, he's always tracking my foul choices. Like, just now, there's always a scolding message on my phone. Just as I was walking up here, walking to the wrong building, being a general moron.
Yeah.
Pete was texting me. He's like, just so you know, like, what's a little thing that you use, like, the remotes for the air conditioning, you're switching up and you don't put them back in the space. And I'm like, get off my dick, beat it.
I'm on Team Pete on this one.
Oh, fuck off.
The remote for the air conditioner has to stay in the same room as the unit you are. You are bringing pure chaos into that house. I understand you're the matriarch, but you are bringing fucking chaos into that house. You know what you can do? And I'm just making a recommendation. Sure. And I'm sure Pete would love to hear this. You could put a little Velcro on the side of on the back of the remote and on the side of the air conditioner and stick it there.
Oh, that's
just
a good idea.
So that they stay in the same room. Because honestly, I'm about to kick you out of my goddamn apartment.
He's always like, we have ductless units. He loves bragging about our ductless units. I truly... don't know what any of this is.
Yeah.
So, like, when he said he was going to gut the house, here's how dumb I am with this kind of stuff. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know stuff like that. My dad's name is Howie, and he has a never-ending sinus infection. Like, I don't know about what it. He basically said to me, I'm going to re-insulate the house. Sorry. That's what I meant to say. He was like, I'm going to re-insulate the house.
Save money, like, you know, save money in the summer and the winter.
But I didn't know that means gutting a house. So I was like, oh, when? On Thursday? Like, I thought that was like a 3-hour job. And then all of a sudden there's like 4 firemen just ripping out my whole house, and I'm sitting inside of it with a toddler. I'm like, Pete, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like, I told you I was re-insulating, you know, but he's always doing something like that and very proud of his stuff. Now, I don't give a shit about, like, stuff, but Pete thinks it's a good story that, like, a neighbor got a certain kind of lawnmower. Like, I'm like, shut up, you know, but he's always like, just like, really, he really gets to get the bottom of, like, purchases. He's like, I'm gonna figure out what the best.
You need someone like that. That's how Katie is with me, because I am point and click, baby. I need something. I'm buying it, and it will go bad on me. And
the
I'll
most
like,
research I do is just like Amazon's choice.
Yeah. You go, and then you feel like you really did it. You go, look at that. Top two on Amazon. I really.
Well, somebody obviously paid someone off.
But dude, when we moved into this place, Katie did her research where she was like, oh, this is the way to go. This is the way to. And I was like, oh, I would have bought the other thing. I've bought and stuff. And she's like, did you not do research on this? And I was like, nah.
I didn't research anything.
Nah, I just bought it. And she was like, Jesus Christ. But that's why it's a good combo.
You have to have one of each. It's true.
Because when we were looking for a couch in our living room, and she had like looked every. We had gone to like 6 different stores looking for a couch. Mm-hmm. And finally we were there and she was like, oh, this is the kind of couch I wanted. I go, yeah, so we're just going to buy this. And she was like, what? I was like, well, just buy this. And she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, you've done all the research.
Yeah, what others?
We'll buy this couch. And then we left and she was like, thank you for doing that. Because I would have just kept researching.
Going. Right, yeah. Right.
You just need someone. You need with people
that stuff,
like us.
With that stuff, I'm hurt because my husband would just get a couch with like a hole in it for a drink because he's an idiot.
That's so sick,
like,
though. I mean, Team Pete, I hate to do it. I hate to do this, but.
Off. Everybody's Team Pete.
But just a nice place would, to put a beverage.
I mean, like his taste is horrific. You know, he's a dude. So like, yeah. That's how I knew that he wasn't in a relationship when I first went to his house because I was like, no woman would have allowed any of these.
That's how you find out if someone's cheating or not. When you go in their apartment, they go, this looks like shit. You're single,
I'm like,
huh?
No woman is involved in his life. They would not have allowed any of these choices. He had two frames up on the wall that were like Target frames with a picture in it.
That's
from
it.
From Target.
That's great.
And they were like giant frames, and it was like a man and a woman from the 40s, like looking back at each other with like a it was like one's got a top hat, the other one's a woman.
Pete's like pretty classy, huh?
Yeah. He looks at that and he's like, ha, huh, yeah, no.
There was a while where when Vecchione and I had a third roommate when I lived in the windowless room, and all of our stuff in our living room was like pushed forward and there was stuff behind it, and it looked like we were like a flop house for robbers. Like like people just stole stuff and hid it at our house. So if you walked in, you're like, there's zero taste here.
I will say this. Yeah, when I went to your house when you lived with Vecchione, I was like, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
And I'm messy, but I'm clean. So like, I wouldn't allow a bathtub to get gross. You know, it's like,
oh, it's gross.
Yeah. I was like, good God, both of these men need to get married immediately.
Yeah,
foul pigs. They can't just lay in their own filth like this.
Well, the pandemic happened and I moved in with Katie, and then his Katie moved in, and I went back to get my stuff and I was like, what's going on here? It's all clean. Katie like had it organized. Katie Hannigan like had stuff where it was like flowers in a pot on the side. I was like, what is this shit? And then I'd come and stay for 3 days, you know, if I was like flying out or whatever during COVID. And you could see his Katie start to be like, okay,
can you live with another man?
We don't put that there.
Here's the thing. When men have a roommate, like a guy roommate, people always think like the roommate's going to cock block him, but you know, they won't want him to be, you know, get a girl. But actually it's the opposite. I believe it's the cock assist because then you know, they're living in such disgusting situation that they're going to fall in love with any bitch.
Yeah.
You know,
we're all rescue pups.
Yeah. Like you're going to fall in love quicker because you're not going to want to go back to that fucking dungeon that you men have created.
Please wash this garbage off me. It was like crazy.
So, I don't like Pete's very anal, but he makes disgusting, like heinous man choices when he decorates, and then he like really has strong feelings about it. Sometimes I'm like, get out of here! You don't know what you're talking about. But
you gotta listen though. Maybe sometimes you can take a kernel of that and turn it into something decent.
He would paint a mural of the founding fathers on our wall. Like he would, it would just be like
America.
Somebody
see zero problem with that.
It'd be like a giant eagle in our living room.
Yes.
If he could choose.
Yes. God bless America. I just started getting into it. Land that I love.
He would also only scream about like patriotism when he was drinking before. I'm like, it's so annoying that every time you drink, you have to talk about respecting the flag. I respect the flag. Jesus.
Yeah. Like, what do you want me to wrap myself in it? I wonder what would be my, because I haven't drank in 11 years, so I wonder what would be my like ranting thing. Or I'd be
Did
like,
you rant when you were drunk?
Football, you can't hit anybody anymore. That's what's fun about getting drunk is you have a certain ranting topic.
Pete would start fights with me, but used Star Wars terminology.
Love
so
it.
He called me, well, who's like the most evil guy in Star Wars again?
Palpatine?
Yes. He called me Senator Palpatine in a text argument, and I had to call Dave Juskow to find out what that meant.
Wait,
he was like, typical rage, Senator Palpatine, controlling everybody around here again.
Did he call you, now here's how you know, did he call you Senator Palpatine or Emperor Palpatine?
I think it was
the Emperor. If he's calling you Emperor Palpatine, he means you are the height of Sith evil.
The fact that you know who both of them are is...
I referenced Senator Palpatine or Emperor Palpatine earlier.
On the same episode.
Just earlier when I went, good.
Oh, right, you're right.
Good. Give in to your hate. Yeah.
Yes, that's who he was calling me.
I'm falling in love with your husband.
Also, what was so amazing about it was like, I don't watch Star Wars, Pete. Like, I'm not going to know who the fuck Emperor Palpatine is. It's not a good text argument thing.
Yeah.
Like, the argument was getting worse and worse. Our arguments are so dumb, and I always have to, like, find him in a church. Like, it's a fucking dumb mob movie or something. He goes and sits in a church. I'm like, babe, come on. Let's work this out. He doesn't have to get to this.
I was just praying for all my demons to leave me alone.
Yeah.
Because you were making me so gosh darn angry. I'm not going to take the Lord's name in vain.
He'll like scream at me about Mark Zuckerberg and then just like end up in a church somewhere and I have to find him.
I love
and
that.
I'm like, I don't want to argue about Facebook, Pete. What do I know about Mark Zuckerberg?
Have you already seen your daughter be silly? Like, is she taking after you or him?
She's mostly very silly like me and ridiculous and makes fun of everything.
That's good.
But she knows that I'm not an adult and that she believes in Pete as an adult. So that kind of hurts. Like, she trashes me a lot. Yeah.
Very funny.
She goes, how would you know that a lot? I'm like, how would you know how I know anything? You're 4 years old. I'm just I'm an authority on information as far as you're concerned. But she already knows that I'm not like a good source. Yeah.
I wish I would have known when I was younger how insecure adults really are.
Yeah.
Because you can really, if you're a child and you get this information somehow to you, you could do damage if you knew that adults are as insecure as they are.
I know.
As if you had to go like, you don't even know that.
But here's the thing. I don't think like, our parents.
Did you say that as a kid?
I don't know that our parents were. I feel like we are because we've like questioned things. Like my dad just hurled us into the night. Like I don't think he was doing a second lap on his parenting later
it's
on.
It's because your dad was doing just like body checks onto the bed and then being dinner's in five.
His threat when we would argue in the car, because we're always arguing in the front seat. We're just in this puff of smoke, both of us trying to get to the front. My mom's like, God damn it, shit, Howard, back me up. And my dad's constant threat was, do you want me to bring you over to the park, pull your pants down in front of all your friends, spank you in front of Mark Friedman at the park? And it was like so specific. He's like, all playing soccer over there, MSI practice. Like he knew what time they practiced.
That's so funny. Go, like,
you're
stop
bare
by
ass
right now.
Out there, I'll spank you in front of everyone you know.
Everyone's going to see your tush. Your parents disciplining you in front of your friends is rough.
It's so humiliating. And my dad was just like not a normal dad. Like I always just want a dad that like smelled reasonable and like wore normal clothes. And he had a theory that you don't have to wash denim. The denim is like self-cleaning. So he always like stunk it up. You like that too?
Yeah. I probably got a good week and a half on these bad boys.
He always said that like it was an important like lecture he should have with the kids. He's like, so you know, kids, the denim is self-cleaning. I'd keep that in mind.
Howie, you're speaking my language, you old cowboy.
And then he would take
you old biker.
That's so funny that you said cowboy, because that was his answer to everything. So like he would burn the toast or something and he'd be like, that's good enough for the cowboys, good enough for me. That's, and I'm like, so all right, funny. Howie Feinstein. I don't think he did invoke the
I don't
wild
think you're
west
rustling
here.
Cattle. That is, yeah. Yeah. I would do that. If I ever were a father, I'd be like, it's good enough for the cowboys. That denim, you ain't got to wash that. That's why I'm not having kids. Because I'd just be like, well, looks like we're hitting the trail. And they're like, you grew up in a suburb. But I'm from Colorado.
Yeah, he definitely like was a very, very, very humiliating, my dad. And he would...
Well, how'd he dress though? You said you wish
he would wear a t-shirt for his band, which was called the Vomitones, and they had a tour. He thought throwing up was really, he was very funny. He thought throwing up was hilarious and that there was nothing, I agree with him here, and that there was nothing funnier in to my dad's mind than British royalty, which is hilarious.
Okay.
And then he's a blues musician and a civil rights lawyer. So he'd have these dreams about different blues musicians and civil rights lawyers throwing up on Queen Elizabeth, and he would narrate them in his sleep. He'd be like, oh my God, 5 points. He just puked in the Queen's purse during a very important ceremony. Muddy Waters can't get away with that. Like, and he would just make himself laugh with these weird, deranged, like vomiting dreams.
I think your father was mentally ill.
He might be.
Yeah. He's just like talking about, obsessing about puking. And
he thought the darkest, weirdest shit was funny and would make, but he was definitely, I wouldn't say he was well, but he was like kind of a genius because he like skipped three grades in school.
Three grades?
Yes. And
that's,
he memorized.
Like developmentally, that like can fuck you up.
Yeah. He memorized like he could tell you like every lineup for like the San Francisco Giants or like, you know, the Yankees for like 40 years. But then if you asked him my name, he might say Roxanne sometimes. Like he'd called me Roxanne on occasion. He'd be like, oh, Roxanne. Like when he was mad, I'd be like, there's no Roxanne in the family.
Dude, your parent firing off the wrong name is the best moment, because you go, what?
Did your mom used to do that to you?
Once. She only did it once.
I love Trish so much.
And I thought we were at my cousin's wedding and she was talking to a lady that was related to the guy my cousin was marrying. Mm-hmm. And I walked over and my mom just so confidently goes, and have you met my son, David? And I went, David? And she goes, I don't know where that's from. And then I made fun of her to the point where she goes, can you stop? I don't know where that's from. But she put her hand on my shoulder and she went, my son, David. And I went,
wild. Was David. She a little tipsy? A little,
no.
She wasn't lit up like a Christmas tree for that
No,
one?
Because that was the wedding where I convinced her to drive so I could get fucked up.
Oh, was that so like a turn? Was that like a new page in your relationship with her? Would you have been able to ask her that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, she was cool. But like
we
that,
made, Trish. Here's why she was cool is we had made the agreement she was going to drink at the wedding and I was going to drive. And then we got there and me and my cousin Andy loved to get drunk together. And I was like, it was like a slumber party. I was like, can I please get drunk with Andy at the wedding? And she was like, okay. And then we went to the bar and got after it. That was a great wedding.
I remember we got really, like, that was one of the times I smoked weed was that usually whenever I smoke weed, I'm just kind of sort of gently shaking in a corner thinking everybody hates me. But we smoked weed at this wedding and my mom's walked in and smelled the weed and she was like, is that damn reefer stick in here?
That's so funny.
And then we were like, no, mom, just high as the day is long. We're like, what are you talking about? That's weird. And then she goes, oh, please, Rachel, I lived in California in the 1960s. That's a reefer stick.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten high with your mom?
No. After I found that little, like, slim piece of non-joint that she tried to create, she swore was from my dad's rocker friend.
Might have been for the vomitorium.
Yeah, my mom, like, they're not drinkers. Like, when my mom drinks, she has, like, a mini Heineken, and she's like, how about a Heineken? Like, everyone knows she's going to do it, you know?
But you never gotten high with your mom?
No. She's like, wait, they're, like, dorks. They're, like, liberals, but they're also, like dorks. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're, like, very by the books and, like...
Most liberals are dorks.
Yeah, they are dorks. You're right.
But getting high with
your
mom...
uptight dorks now. They're right. The liberal has turned into the uptight dork.
Yeah, I was saying that recently at a show where it used to be like when conservatives were in the audience, you'd be like, hey, watch your language. There's conservatives in the
you're
audience.
You're right. It
and
has
now you're
switched.
Like, it's real liberal. Watch what you say out there.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking weird. But getting high with your parent brings you back to this. I got high with my mom on my 18th birthday. Mm-hmm. And it almost is like it evens you out where you go like, handle your shit, lady. Like, because they get high and they're like, whoa. You just see your parent that you're used to being in control. Like kind
how
of
how did you decide to do that with her? That's
my mom was like, when you turn 18, I'll get high with you. And I was like, let's do it. And so we smoked a bowl. We smoked a couple bowls and then we went to McCormick's in downtown Denver and got oysters and it fucking ruled.
That is a great plan. What did you just do? Yeah.
It ruled. It was very fun.
That sounds really fun. What did she say? Like, did
we
you
got high
crazy
to Bonnie Raitt on the way down there?
Oh my God. My parents loved Bonnie Raitt. Why do our parents love Bonnie Raitt so
it's
much?
It's mom rock.
You're right. It's mom rock.
And it, by the way, it rules.
Any album where two people would be back to back looking back at each other, like they also love like a Rod Stewart and somebody else like, hey, like, you.
Take off your flippers.
They loved a kind of naughty exchange.
Yeah.
We used to call it Raz Rock because it'd be like, and I used to put a lot of Raz on something and my brother would try to guess what I was saying and I'd be like, he's like, too much Raz, how am I possibly gonna know? Yeah. So we would like lower the Raz until you would know.
No, Bonnie Raitt rules, but get back into Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah,
she plays slide guitar like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I guess she is really good. There's don't just sleep something on funny Bonnie about Raitt. Like a Rod Stewart Raitt type of like, they're kind of breaking imaginary rules or something.
And you're like, ooh, okay. It's just, it's moms doing this when they get a drink, when they go.
You're like, yeah, you always just imagine your mom entering the dance floor like,
I'll go like, uh-oh, here it comes.
Yeah, it just reminds me of like the loosening of an elder scarf and it's dumb.
Like, I love it. And I love Bonnie Raitt. She is an American institution. Rachel, I appreciate you coming on the
Thank
podcast.
Thank you so much. That was so
the
fun.
The special Look, big guy out now on Netflix. Stream
right.
it. Stream it in two rooms. So she gets the spins. That's how it works now, right?
Spins is amazing.
We want all those spins.